The 2012 shooting happened during a showing of The Dark Knight Rises, another in the Batman series. This new movie is another take on the Batman villain, and some survivors were afraid it could encourage a potential.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good morning and welcome to Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. This show is all about home because I'm a Wickert real estate agent and it's my location, location, location. I love New Jersey. And my co-host who is alternating weeks with me is Larry McGinty and he's with Home Team Inspection Companies. So every Wednesday from 11 to 12, you can tune in and watch us. Today, I've got a really special guest. Her name is Janet Madalena. And if you recognize Madalena, you know Madalena's Cheesecakes and their award-winning apple pies and their storefront with their award-winning pot pies and everything else. You have to check it out. We're going to talk to her in just a second, but I want to give you an update on the lovely weather that we have in this perfect month of September. Sunny with a high near 78 today, clear tonight with a low of 56. Thursday, slight chance of showers after 2, but mostly sunny with a high of 82. Thursday night, chance of showers again before 2 a.m., partly cloudy with a low of 52. Sunny all day with a high of 77 on Friday, mostly clear Friday night with a low of 56. Mostly sunny again all day on Saturday, high of 85, low of 62. Same on Sunday, high sunny of 80 with a low of 56. So we're going to go to our real quick commercial breaks and then stay with us, learn more about Janet and about our local treasure, Madalena's Cheesecake.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back again to Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. I'm a Wickert real estate agent. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent, please feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to help you. I love Hunterdon County. I love New Jersey. Location, location, location. And how can you not feel it on this gorgeous, gorgeous day in this beautiful month of September, which happens to be my birthday month. So I've been celebrating all month.
Happy birthday, Jeannie.
Thank you. Pull that up close to your, you know, up, not that high. All right, my guest today is Janet Madalena. I just can't tell you how much I adore her. She is like the face of fundraising, 24-hour a day working all the time over there in Ringo's, providing so many different joys of your, I want to say it's you. Everybody, everywhere that we go, talking to people, they know Janet because of the fact that she just does so much for charity and for her family and for all of us who love cheesecake, apple pies, and everything else you make. So welcome.
I love you, Jeannie. You're the best.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
I love your family. Shout out to everybody, Jean, Jeff, Matt, Scott. They're all great. Everybody knows who
the
they are.
The girls in the office, I got.
Oh, yeah, Gina. Woo-hoo.
And then we have Yuki in the back.
Yes.
Some new people. We've got a new Scott, and we have also a new Dawn. So we're expanding.
Yeah.
We need the extra help. In fact, if anybody's looking for work, give us a call.
Yeah, speak up because that's important. Okay. I always hear when she's talking about how they need extra help during like the holiday seasons and stuff. Like, can you imagine how much fun it would be to be at like a ShopRite or somewhere having the little plate and tasting with people? Because every time anybody hears the word cheesecake, especially Madalena's, they start to smile. Oh. I would love to hang out. I wish I had time.
Oh, me too. You'd be the best.
I would. I know I would because I love it. I love your cheesecake. I love your family.
Well,
30 something years ago, you're going to tell us your story in a minute, but I want everybody to know when It was way back. It was more than 30 years ago. You used to have your cheesecakes going through distribution, but my dad somehow found out about it, and I would come over there and knock on a back door, and it was like our whole Christmas was saved with your cheesecake.
Oh, my gosh. You mean he came to our...
He sent me somehow. He worked at Johnson & Johnson. No, it was on 31.
Oh, I'm
But
31.
It wasn't like the storefront you have now.
No.
And I just remember it was just like always for all those years. So.
That's right. We were sort of a little hidden secret, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the last 2 years, things have changed quite a bit for us, and we have people stopping in all the time. And for years, the bulk of our business, the majority of our time was spent catering. We always made cheesecakes, but catering was what we focused on all week long. We went out and we did private parties and all kinds of events off site. And every time somebody would say to me, especially in the last few years since Matt's been back, Matt Miller is
I love you, Matt.
My life partner and our...
You guys are the greatest
baker,
team.
He's just a special person in my world, in our life, our family. But he would say to me, you know, somebody would come up and say, well, do you have a store? And I would say, well, not really, but if you stop in and we're there, I'll get you a cake. And he'd be giving me the elbow. No, tell him we have a store. And so over the...
They have a store! I'll tell him if you don't tell.
Over the last couple of years, you know, small things have changed that have made a tremendous difference. Matt's idea, our son Jeff did the photography work. We changed our sign. We put photos of our products out there. And immediately people started to flock to us, and without asking me, my older son Gene decided he was going to do some trim work, and he trimmed about 8 feet from the ground up on about 30 evergreen trees, which did not sit well with me when I saw it for the first time. So as we argued about it on the roadside, we started to have people literally driving past us to come in. So obviously, Gene was right to do that. Although,
yay, Gene! I love Gene too.
He could have asked.
It's your house. He's just your kid.
But
going out and cutting down all the trees in your front. I mean, really? How dare him?
If I asked, you would have said no.
Right.
So I said it. So, but anyway, it really, you know, those things have, and obviously, the more people that came to us, the more we realized we had to adjust for that, and it's been a wonderful thing. Our chef Scott is just in his glory. He loves to cook, and instead of just cooking for catering jobs, he's now cooking constantly for food that people can stop in and pick up from our grab and go. So it's been a tremendous shift for our business, and as I have gotten older, we've been in business for 37 years.
She looks like she's 20 years old.
But it has really been a blessing to have the customers coming to us instead of having to, you know, we're still catering. I'm not saying we're not, but we're doing less of it, and we're enjoying the shift.
Well, if you drive down 31 past Ringo's towards, like, Pennington, they're located on the left. And if you're coming the other way from Bennington to Ringo's, they're before Ringo's on 31 on the right. Now, meanwhile, when she talks about the grab and go, I just want to mention it. It's so cool in there. Like, you don't know what you're walking into, and you better have your checkbook with you. Because when you walk in, it's like they have their cheesecakes, they have their apple pies, and then all of a sudden, I was buying, it was like lobster stuffed ravioli, and I'm like, what? And I swear to God, I put it on Facebook about it. This was a couple months back, but I swear, I'm like, oh my God. So, oh my goodness. Anyway, why don't you tell a little bit about your favorites? I'm always saying, when you go in, it's so light and bright, and there's a beautiful photograph or picture of your husband,
Gene,
who passed away. I'm so sorry.
We miss Gene very much, but he was responsible for the cheesecake and the apple pie and everything that we've done to start the groundwork of our business. Obviously, they're his recipes. He was a chef from the Culinary Institute of America, and very proud of his cheesecake recipe as he should be. Everyone loves it. And the apple pie was his recipe, his creation. And when he passed away, we chose to continue, mostly because we didn't know what else to do. And this is what I've done since I was in my very early 20s. So we continued. I just couldn't let it go somehow. We had worked so hard. And because he had had cancer for 8 years, it really made it difficult for us to focus on the business. We focused on living and surviving and you know, making sure that he stayed as healthy as he could. And we tried to you know, beat it, and we almost did. But he was taken from us almost 10 years ago, October 23rd, 2009. So we continue, and we have not changed his recipes, and we're proud to and it's been difficult because some of the prices of the ingredients have, you know, gone up by 5 times the cost that they were, but we knew how important it was to keep it as it was, and so we're just proud to continue to share Gene's memory and his spirit through his cheesecakes.
Oh my gosh, I just want to say, seriously, when you walk in, you'll see a big picture of him, and you feel like he's there. I'm sure he is.
He is.
And I'm sure he's so proud. And then you look at what the son and Jeff is also, up until just recently, her other son, Jeff and Jean, they're awesome, have done to keep this family. And now, I live in Ringo's, and I think it's like tumbleweed. Like, if you blink, you miss Ringo's if you even know where it is. But anyway, if you take a ride out there, you feel like you're going back to like Petticoat Junction, if anybody even knows what that is, like thing. And then when you walk in, it's all family, 100%. So we're going to go to our first break. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy with Weikert Realtors. This is Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. Larry is a home inspection expert. His company's name is Home Team Inspections. He alternates Wednesdays hosting the show. And I'm all about location, location, location. I love New Jersey. Weikert, Flemington. My guest here is Janet Madalena from Madalena's Cheesecake. I'm sure you know the name. And if you don't, stay with us. And if you do, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Got a friend. Yep. All right, we're back here. This is Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. We're streaming from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office in Flemington, New Jersey. I'm with Weikert Realtors. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent, please get in touch with me. I love New Jersey. All under one roof, have a lot of services available. And my guest today is Janet Madalena. She is the proprietor, and I want to say entrepreneur, the spirit, the generosity person of Hunterdon County, leader as far as working 24/7 and always making everybody so happy in so many ways.
Thank you, Jeannie. It's
you know it.
It's a pleasure to be here with you. I love spending time with you. And it is a gorgeous day.
Oh, my God, it's gorgeous. Yeah. So one thing I want everybody to know is, like, I always say that your family works so hard. And it's like, I mean, you have won all these awards that we're going to talk about and some of the upcoming events and so on. But I want you to know, they have a special Thanksgiving, meal that they do. They prepare it and everything. And then same with Christmas. But I have to say, I think it's such a sacrifice because you guys work so hard. You have all these people who carry your cheesecakes and your products, and then you have special holidays where everybody else is off enjoying the things that you make, and you guys are like the North Pole up there working like crazy 24/7, and it's so thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, all right, let's talk about a little bit of some of your awards and what's coming up that you're going to be doing with the vineyards and stuff, and then we're going to get to the family style dinner and so on.
Okay. Well, as far as where we're going to be moving forward, this particular weekend we have three events that we're scheduled to do. One is Rock the Farm. It's a 2-day festival. Yeah, is it a 2-day or 1-day festival? I think it's both days. No, it's a 1-day festival down at Seaside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a lot of great bands. We're also going to be at Mercer County Italian American Festival, which we've done for multiple years in a row, and that's always a blast. That's a 3-day. It starts Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then we will be at the last one that we're going to be doing is called it's a Just Jersey event. We do a lot of festivals with the Just Jersey.
Oh, cool.
And they are going to be in Hopatcon this time.
Oh,
and
nice.
Every time we do an event with Just Jersey, they do it right. They know how to coordinate and get the right entertainment, and they get the right number of vendors, because sometimes you can just be there with a few attendees and way too many food trucks, which makes it really difficult for everybody, because you're out there and you're
wanting to sell and share, and then people have choices, and then there's too many choices.
Yeah.
And then
so it's tough, but they get it every
they
time
get the
we
balance
do, yeah. And we love working with Just Jersey. Allison is the coordinator, the owner, and I just like to give her a shout out, because she does a great job.
So do you. That's nice. Allison, you did a great job. You're doing a great job. What about, like, okay, so tell us a little bit about some of the awards that you've won.
Okay. I didn't think about awards.
Well, you have the apple pie.
That's true.
This apple pie is, like, unforgettable. People, I mean, my husband's, like, looking at me like, is Janet coming on the radio today? Because you better get an apple pie. I'll go in and get it. Because I know it's just a reminder. When you hear the name Madalena, all of a sudden you're like, I got to get that.
Okay.
By the way, I'm not joking. When I talk to anybody, anywhere, if I say Janet, Madalena, they immediately say, oh, my God, I love their apple pie and their cheesecake.
That's nice.
They do.
Well, it's a nice feeling to be appreciated and to have people love our products.
Yeah. And like, okay, so what last year, I'm going to say it was the summer, I think it was Matt. Was it Matt? Or maybe it was Jeff that went out to some place out near Easton. And,
yes.
And you won an award there,
yes,
too.
Well, we've won. All right. So we do the Millington Fire Company puts on a festival every year.
Okay.
And every year, the winner of the day, like, we've won the sweet treat, you know, award, and they have what they give us is a official fire helmet, like a real chief's heavy duty helmet, and we have five.
Yay, five!
So
we're
running out of room for where we're going to keep these helmets.
You can help out with the Ringo's Fire Company at this point.
We may have to start our but that's very cool. So I have to
thank
you.
Congratulations.
Jeff, thank you. Jeff won the Allentown Food Truck I think 2 years in a row we won that. We won it for the apple crumb pie, and I believe we won it for the cheesecake the following year. We have won the cheesiest the cheesiest dish at Lurita Winery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, there's a lot of them.
Oh, I know there is. Yeah. I just want everybody to know. You were talking earlier this week about you had an event at Old York Cellars recently, right? Because
yes.
We could shout out to them. Now, Old York's a huge supporter,
oh
you know,
gosh.
Of the Chamber as well.
We absolutely love working at Old York. They're in Ringo's. We're in Ringo's. So we support each other. And their wines are delicious. Their winery is beautiful. It's a wonderful place to be. It feels like we're home. It's not work. It's fun.
Yeah.
We love to be there. They always have great musicians, and they're great people. And we were there for Saturday and Sunday. So this time they have the food trucks come out, and of course all the food trucks come with food for the grown-ups,
mm-hmm.
you know, beautiful dishes and whatnot. But they asked if we could just bring hot dogs and do hot dogs for the kids. And we don't typically do that, but we said, why not? We can handle it. So we did hot dogs and watermelon for the kids and along with our cheesecake.
Oh, how cute.
All kinds of goodies. So it was like, you guys need us to do something for you. We'll see if we can make it work.
Yeah, and if you're out there and you decide to stop in and find out when Madeline's will be back there again, nothing like wine and cheesecake or something, anything with wine.
Yep.
Especially cheesecake.
There's more events, more to come at Old York.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit. I want to talk about some of the fundraising that you do and some of the programs that you have available now because people out there, it's crazy. Everybody's looking for a way to fundraise, and they're looking for a way to make money, and they need, you know, to be a little creative. Well, then there's cheesecake and apple pies, and there's holidays, and she's got this program that I want you to tell everybody about. If you're in charge of arranging a fundraiser, you have got to put this on the top of your list. Go ahead.
Okay. Every year, people reach out to us, or we reach out to our, you know, customers in the past, and looking for new schools. We work with schools and churches and teams, and we've done Warren County Singers. I always like to list them because they've been doing it for a very long time. And it's a group of older folks, you know, people that are up in Warren, and they, you know, most of the time it's young people, it's kids, it's teams, but these folks are doing a phenomenal job, and their sales have been, you know, out of the park. We also have been doing Phillipsburg FFA, the Future Farmers of America.
Nice.
And they're one of our oldest and you know, top sellers. We've got dance teams and gymnastics teams. We've got the Rider cheerleaders, Katzenbach School for the Deaf.
Wow.
So the list goes on. And basically, we have made a program. You can find more information, detailed information on our website. There's a page devoted to fundraising. And on that page, we have steps for a successful fundraiser. And we'll lay it out and make it, you know, we'll explain to you what we've learned and how we've changed it and added to it to help you, to guide people to have the best results. So one of the things that you want to do is if once you've decided to do the sale and you've got your team together, we will provide samples. Even if most of you know Madalena's, not everybody has had the opportunity to taste it. Maybe you live in the area and you've never tried it. Maybe you're new to the area, but we like to give samples of the, maybe we'll usually give vanilla cheesecake, the pumpkin cheesecake, and an apple pie. And we'll say, share it with your team or set up an event where your team is on site and you have, you know, people coming in from the outside. Let's say it's a theater group and you're putting on a show. So you set up a table outside. You've got everybody that's part of the organization there, but now you've got all the people that are coming in, your potential customers.
I have a customer for you. Remind me about that. Absolutely. Yep.
So that's an opportunity for you to share.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Make sure your team knows what it is they're selling. Let them try it. Let them fall in love. Let them get excited. And then you can take that opportunity as your first selling opportunity. So right off the bat, you're tasting and selling. And then everybody takes their you know their brochures or their order forms and goes their separate ways and then brings it back together. But one of the things that we've learned is to encourage people, set a goal. Figure what is it you're trying to achieve. Do you want to make 5,000? Do you need to make 1,000? Whatever. Now figure out how many of your team you have. So how much do you need each person to sell to achieve your goals? So if you say to them, we need you each to sell 3 cheesecakes,
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, that's doable in most cases. So then if you know that you only have to sell three, then the first thing you do is you hit your first three potential customers.
Or you buy three.
Or you're done. Right. But, you know.
Absolutely.
If you do three, then why not six? Right.
Right.
Or maybe mom and dad can each take it to work and you can hit, you know, some of your neighbors. But the point is that we've laid it out for you. We've made it possible for you to
understand the business. Protocol, strategy.
Exactly. Strategy is important. So you have a goal and you set your goal and you figure out how you're going to achieve
and you make it.
Yeah.
Well, you have a really, it's a cool opportunity this season, because if you're planning a fundraiser, if you're a realtor or someone who has like closing gifts or a business that wants to give holiday gifts, you have a program, including the fundraising, where that people can order. And tell us about that for both Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay.
Shopping list done.
So you're talking about doing the sale once?
Yeah, anybody out there, if they're a business or they're an individual and they have a gift list, you know, how does that work?
Well,
everybody needs to get the apple pie and the cheesecake for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And then have it again because you love it so much and get it for Christmas.
Absolutely. So, I mean, there's different things that can be done, but besides fundraisers, our cheesecakes and our products make wonderful gifts for, client gifts.
Absolutely.
Showing your employees that you appreciate them, things like that. So, you know, they can certainly be ordered for Christmas or for Thanksgiving, and that's something that can be done in advance. We can also ship if people are interested in shipping. And if somebody is really serious about doing, gifting them to a large number of people, then we can talk to them about, different price breaks to make it more affordable to use it as a gift. And we have our traditional cheesecake, but we have a gluten-free line. And now, most recently, our keto line, which is a no sugar added, low carb version of our cheesecake. It's made with all the same delicious ingredients. It's 100% real dairy. It's made with pure bourbon vanilla, and we've replaced sugar with an all natural, plant based blend of ingredients that will not spike the glycemic index the way sugar does. So it's monk fruit, erythritol, fiber, sol, and inulin, and it's a really delicious finished product. I brought you some samples, so when you're ready, you
keto
can try.
Cheesecake. Yes.
So I've learned
keto brownie.
Yeah.
What?
So,
oh my gosh!
The company that makes the sweetener us.
Okay.
They were developing the sweetener to use in their brownie. They're in Boston. We went to Boston to meet the owner, Ted, and he agreed to sell us his sweetener in bulk because it was not available to others. In fact, we couldn't find a sweetener that was
qualified,
what we needed.
Yeah.
Without going to the supermarket and buying a two-pound bag retail. I mean, there was nothing out there for us, so we were fortunate to find him. And they've been developing the product. It's not a gritty feel. It's a creamy, and it does not have an aftertaste. And
let's taste it.
Yeah,
come on,
please.
You guys get to it.
I got you. I brought you a spoon.
I'm
just
like, yummy.
So please, take yourself a piece of the brownie.
All right, here we go.
Help yourself.
Now these are at the grab and go in the store. You can stop in.
Yes. Now we are purchasing and selling his. He has a.
I'll get it.
Okay. So we're selling his mix
delicious.
The finished product. So what I brought you is the finished product, but they also sell a mix that you can take home and bake your own brownies.
Oh, wow.
So
that's cool.
We have that available, too, although they've been flying off the shelves. We only have a couple left. We're going to have to order them.
This is a keto brownie, and it tastes like decadent chocolate, high everything bad.
Isn't it nice?
Keto
chocolate. So when we went to the keto conference to learn about this, because selling a keto product, it's a long story, but as you know, my husband was sick and we went on a macrobiotic diet. So the macrobiotic diet is quite a bit different. It's no sugar, no meat, no sugar, no meat, no dairy. So we did that for him at that time. now we have Matt is actually on this keto diet where he's lost close to 40 pounds.
Oh, really? Wow.
He feels amazing. And he's studying to be a coach. He is real every
That's
night.
That's awesome.
We work so many hours.
I know.
We're literally half the time don't get a day off during the week.
I'm sure.
Know? He might get to like sort of have a kind of restful day, but he's always dragged out there because we're living on the property, so it's tough. But when he in between, he's got the headphones on and he's doing the course. He's taking the course. It's an online course, but he's learning. And through him, I'm trying to learn as much as I can. We want to know about it so that I can feel responsible. I mean, I do. And it's, I understood everything. I understood made sense to me. But I have there's a woman who Lauren from Old York Sellers and her daughter. I think she's 5 or 6 has diabetes.
Oh no!
And she said to me, you know, I gave her the keto cheesecake and she took it to her daughter and she said, of course, I'm the king's taster, so I have to try it first.
Of course.
She said, I approve. And then I let her try the brownies and she loved them. But the thing that made me feel wonderful was she said they refer to our cheesecake as a no-pokey dessert, which means her daughter doesn't have to have a shot of insulin.
Oh, wow.
She's able to have this, enjoy a treat without having to, you know, worry about, you know, the results, the consequences. And she's so little, you know, to have to go through that, it's so hard. So, you know, to me, this is what I've learned on paper, but to get that feedback, to hear that from a mom who loves her child and who is so, so protective, that spoke
so
volumes.
Rewarding, yeah.
And Matt, I just so appreciate what he's doing because he's we're going to be there. Like, we're not only providing food, so we're making our chef Scott is making foods that are also keto friendly. Meaning, I'll give you an example.
Okay,
we make a quiche.
Okay,
and our traditional quiche is made with eggs and milk, and let's say spinach and maybe bacon. That would be your quiche, Lorraine. But it has a crust. The crust is made. It's an all butter crust. All of our crusts are made with all.
I want one. Yeah. Yummy.
No shortening, and I know the good stuff. But flour, butter, milk. Okay. Now, that's got the carbs because it's got the crust.
Right.
So then you go and you make a keto quiche, and we're using eggs and heavy cream and spinach and bacon, but no crust.
Right.
So now it has a higher fat content,
mm-hmm.
but no carbs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key because mm-hmm. with this keto diet, if you're doing it, you want to avoid the carbs and it's okay to take fat. You want it to be a healthy diet. Mm-hmm. A healthy diet is very important that you're eating. It's not just about eating meat and fat.
Like right.
people, it's a misconception. I truly believe that it's not a fad. The more I learn, the more I understand that it's. People think of it as it's just a passing.
It's
fad.
Been around. Like I remember, when I was in like sixth grade, and you know, I was on like a low carbohydrates type of thing all the time. Because you know, I mean, it just has a different name.
Sure, exactly. But the main thing is
it works.
Well, yeah, and a lot of
I need to go back on it,
but. What the goal is for your body to not be fueled by sugar. Sugar is a fuel, but it's a very it spikes you and then it drops you. And with this using fat as your fuel, you can maintain a steady, you know, fuel for you know a long time. You're not going to have these spikes where you feel oh I feel great and then all of a sudden you're like dragging.
I need a nap.
And it's just you know I could talk and talk about it. I'm learning a lot and I find it fascinating. And it's just bottom line, it feels I'm so gratified to finally have. We're in this business where we're making these sugar treats and they're delicious and people love them. But some people, it's not healthy for them
mm-hmm.
and to have. An alternative that I feel proud of that I can support and feel is a good option.
Talk about the cheesecake. I want to try the. This is the keto cheesecake.
Yes,
the vanilla, which is like I'm all about that when it comes to cheesecake. I like just your basic. What?
It's got a little band on it. You're going to probably struggle. Use your pen to like break the little plastic on the bottom. So that's a tamper-proof Oh. So to keep all of our customers safe. So
oh, wow.
When you buy,
over
when you buy,
the yeah, call of duty.
Yeah, it's a little bit that's know, good. Tough to get into sometimes.
But, oh, cool.
But, yeah, so so that we make the keto cheesecake in two different sizes and in several different flavors. And you're about to try the keto
I'm
vanilla.
So lucky. It's like so much fun. All right.
So.
All right, here we go. Oh, my God. The people on the keto diet must be, like, so happy that Madalena's has a keto cheesecake. They can stop by get, and you can get it even in some stores, too. Talk about some of your stores you can get.
Okay. So, we are... The keto
it's
cheesecake
delicious.
Has... some of our stores are selling it as
it's
well.
It's really, really
Thank
good.
You. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's creamy, right?
Yeah.
Do you taste any kind of aftertaste or anything?
Not at all. You wouldn't know it was keto. No. If you had your eyes shut, like one of those taste tests... Mm-hmm. And they said, pick your cheesecake, which one's keto? I don't think you'd be able to tell the difference, honestly.
I think if they were next to each other, you probably could. Mm-hmm. But I mean, and it depends. Everybody's different. It depends on how much sugar you're consuming. If you're cutting back, mm-hmm. then you're satisfied with less. Because our goal when we created this recipe was to not mm-hmm. you could still make it very sweet and use the blend, the keto sugar, right? Mm-hmm. It's called Wondros is
oh,
the name of
okay.
it. But we wanted to go lighter so that it wasn't like overly sweet because if people are cutting, they're getting used to not having so much.
And I don't think of cheesecake as sweet.
It can be.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I remember being a kid when I heard the word cheesecake, it was like, ew.
Yeah.
It was like the best kept secret, I think, to my parents. They were probably so happy. They were like sitting there going, oh, Jeannie and the kids don't want any cheesecake. And then all of a sudden we took a bite and it was like, oh, no, now we're in for our life.
Exactly.
Yeah, let me tell. Well, you gonna get your phone call?
Well,
you're a busy lady. I don't mind. I'll tell everybody
back.
About this. They've got keto pumpkin cheesecake for the holidays. And they have keto's, of course, chocolate cheesecake. No sugar added, low carbs. Mm. And then they have here, this is really cool. Cheesecake, raspberry cheesecake in the keto. Awesome. Oh my God, I cannot imagine. I'm seriously, I don't want everybody to be jealous if I eat them all.
So we make them. This is a 3-ounce portion. Mm. It's a little individual individual cheesecakes, and then we also have a pound and a half. And the pound and a half cakes are they're almond crusted. So that's a little bit different than these guys. So these are considered gluten free as well as keto.
Wow.
There's no crumbs. There's no graham cracker. There's no carbs. So it's just cheesecake. So
what can I ask? Like in just because of to say today. In your business, how much of it is keto versus traditional? Like, because you have this whole line, is it like that half of it, or
no,
is it just...
No, I don't think it's half, but it is...
Significant, for
it
sure.
It is significant, and what's nice about it is that it is bringing in people who would not otherwise be stopping.
Absolutely.
Because they're avoiding.
Yeah.
They want to avoid us.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they're, you know, these are people that are, you know, dieting and worried about losing weight. And, you know, there's an opportunity for them to have something. And again, even if you're, you know, just because it's keto doesn't mean you should eat it every day.
Right.
Obviously. Everything in moderation, you know, and this is what we're learning. So.
I do not understand that.
but
I'm
you,
just kidding.
You asked me about the stores. Some of the stores that are selling our cheesecake, our keto cheesecake in particular, in addition to, you know, places where we've already been, but ShopRite, Flemington, and Clinton, I think are the two ShopRites that have, you know, started to sell the keto. Basil Bandwagon has ordered in the past.
Oh, nice.
And
that's so nice.
The whole keto thing started because my son Gene, my oldest, went to Whole Foods determined to, you know, make that sale.
He's so cool.
He wanted us in Princeton Whole Foods.
Uh-huh.
And when he went there, they said he mentioned that he was on the keto diet, and they said, if you make a keto cheesecake, we will sell it. And so he came home. We talked about it. We had already made it. My friend Kevin Chenoweth has been so good to us. He's helped me tremendously. He's a supply chain management guy, and I wanted to pay him back for his kindness. His wife is on the keto diet. She had asked if we could make her a special keto cheesecake. This is before we ever thought of making
it. Wow.
And so we had done it. So when Jean came home from Whole Foods, it was like, well, we know we can do that. We know how to do that. Let's do it. So 2 days later, he went back with the finished product, and they fell in love with it, and they sent us to Maryland, where we met with the buyer. And when the meeting was over, I was like, well, what's our next step? Thinking, well, you know, how many more meetings, and how, you know, what do we have to go through to make this happen? And she looked at me, and she said, how many stores do you want to go in? And I was like,
what a great
story.
Oh, my
God.
What a great, you know? Like, that's such a Cinderella story.
So we just, you know, we didn't want to go get carried away. So we, for us, the size of our business, we said, let's start with 5 stores. And one of the 5 stores is the Cherry Hill Whole Foods, because it's 1 mile from where my mom lives.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I just love my mom, and I still don't get to see enough of her. But when we do our demoing, I'm the demo person for Cherry Hill. I can go visit, be with my mom. My mom will visit me in the store. I'll stay over the night. But, yeah, so my mom, you know, she's awesome, and she still goes to work every day as a crossing guard. She's 90.
That's so cool. How old? 90 now? 91? Oh, my God. Oh, bless her heart.
She's amazing.
But yeah, anyway, crossing guard. You know, that's
hey,
so
Mom.
Cute. Hi, Mrs. Madeline. What would her name be? Mrs.
Wurz. Mrs. My maiden name
okay.
is Wurz. German name.
Oh, I just want to say one thing about the keto products. If I were on keto diet, which I am going to go to Matt and get him to be my coach, I guess, 40 pounds. Oh, my God, Matt. It's awesome. I would totally say, because I have been on a low kind of carbohydrate diet before, okay? I would be, like, totally dying to have this because it's so, it's a cheesecake. Like, it's keto, but it's fulfilling. You know what I mean? Like, where you're kind of like, I guess, I mean, I remember being kind of looking for a starch. You can't do it, you know, like one potato and you're out the door. All right, anyway. So we're going to our break. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Realtors, Flemington. This show is called Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. My guest is Janet Madalena from the amazing Madalena's Cheesecake. We're going to go to our quick break, and then she's going to tell you all about the family-style dinner menu coming up for the holidays. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. At a moment's notice, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
I'm serious. I think it would be, I just can't believe how delicious it is. So anyway, I'm Jeannie Murphy here, Weikert Realtors. This is Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. And we're talking about the holidays, fundraising, gifts for your people, your employees, whoever they are. And your family, friends, can't beat Madalena's Cheesecake. So tell us about, I'm totally about this, okay? The complete Thanksgiving dinner, ready for pickup on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, this is something we started doing over 25 years ago.
So cool.
And we thought, well, we've got this giant oven. We got lots of room for turkeys. Let's try it. So basically, we are able to roast our motto, our little...
your motto, your tag name,
tagging,
your
whatever
mantra.
Is, we roast, you host.
Yeah! So, wait, no, can you imagine, like, you know what it's like to go in your own kitchen and you smell like a turkey, and it's like, oh my God, I can't wait till we eat dinner, and then you walk into their building. I was there last year, right? There was like over 100 turkeys. I don't know how anybody could, like, I would just be like, I'm just going to sit over here in a corner and eat. It was like these beautiful, beautiful turkeys, all perfect. They were cooked perfectly, roasted, like you say.
Yep.
Oh, it smelled so good. Yep. There was like mashed potatoes. What all was there?
So basically, here's what we do. We roast the birds for our customers. Our customers have to tell us what time they're coming, how many people they're serving. So that's how we decide what, you know, we have a formula to figure out the size bird that they're going to get. And then based on what time they're picking it up, we have a Excel spreadsheet formula which will sort everything into the time that it needs to go into the oven. And then that's how they get put in physical order so that when they come out in the morning, the first ones to come out are going to be the ones that have to go into the oven so that they can cook by the time they need to come out of the oven. I mean, it sounds complicated, but it's...
No, I had to do it in my own kitchen just for one.
Right.
I'm just thinking,
plan.
I can't imagine doing it for...
Yeah, but fortunately, I have a formula. In the beginning, I was doing it by hand.
Oh, my God.
But Gene's cousin is a physicist, and he helped me. We were at Sloan Kettering. He was working his cousin Mick worked at Sloan Kettering when Gene was a patient there, and he would keep us company. And one year, I said, would you help me? And sure enough, he, you know, whipped out this formula, and, you know, I've been using it forever. But anyway, bottom line.
It's a gift from God.
It is.
It's like NASA.
Yeah.
Right, that you're,
it is.
You're,
it's amazing.
Yeah.
So Mick was great. He helped me figure that out. And so the bird comes out of our oven, roasted, fully ready to go. We put it in an insulated box, and we mark it with their customer number. So now it's waiting for them. And typically they're due to come out of the oven with 15 minutes before that customer arrives. Each customer, they come out, you know, on purpose at certain times. And then all of the sides are prepared by us, and they're based on the number of people. Like if you say I have 8 people or if I have 16 people, then my little formula is going to calculate how many pounds of every dish I give you. So what we're giving you is bread stuffing, we're giving old-fashioned pan gravy, fresh cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, sweet potato casserole topped with pecans. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. We have buttered sweet corn, glazed baby carrots, and we'll do a green bean casserole.
That's incredible.
Which is the green bean casserole was added after
that. It's my favorite.
Because people always were asking for a green vegetable.
Yeah.
So we added that, and now so if you want to choose... You know, 2 vegetables and eliminate one. You can, you know, have two of the three. That's basically the package. So, homemade sweet dinner rolls, and then you get to choose pumpkin cheesecake or vanilla cheesecake and an apple crumb pie. So everybody gets an apple pie, and then each family chooses whether they want the pumpkin or the vanilla. And of course, if somebody comes into the store to pick up their dinner and they want more, of course, we're going to be there for that. But everything happens on Thanksgiving Day. So you're picking up a hot bird on Thanksgiving Day. You take it home. You put it on your counter. And your sides go in your oven. We're going to give you heating instructions in case you're not sure.
How long about does it take to heat everything?
I would say the average is an hour to an hour and a half.
Nice. So you still get to have like that home cooking feel, but you just don't have to do it.
And so when your sides come out of the oven, you can put them in your beautiful serving platters, mm-hmm. put it on your table, and when everything is ready to go, you open the box, take the turkey out, put it on the cutting board, carve it up, and you are ready to go. You don't have to give up space in your oven to you know, try and figure out how you're going to get all these other foods hot. And of course, if you're anything like me, I can't stand touching, you know, the turkey when it's raw. So you don't have to even think about that. And There you go.
It's interesting. Can you say how much it is for a turkey dinner?
It's roughly, we haven't completely finished all of our, the work that I have to do that. But we're approximately $35 a person.
That's awesome. No, I just want to say, a lot of different places have turkeys. It's a very popular thing nowadays, like with all the different delivery services and stuff. People, especially the young people, meaning 45 and younger.
Oh my god!
But yeah, like for us,
remember when 45 was older?
Yeah. And now it's like us. We know this is awesome because we've done it 50 times, and we're ready to let someone else do it.
Yes.
But then with the younger people, they're used to just wanting to have this service done. That's kind of like, I think, the way of the future. I don't think people are going to do as much of their traditional, so I think this is so awesome. And I think it's important for people to know, if you're going to go through all that work to not have to work, then you might as well go to Madalena's so you don't even have to go into the store and wait like forever and then go through those lines. You might as well just go over to your place and pick it up, right?
Yeah, it's
so convenient.
The thing, again, it's like me telling the other story about the mom who, basically reinforced me. But I have so many returning customers that have done it every single year, customers that come every other year because they take turns with family. But they love it, and we get so many positive, thank yous and feedback from our customers. We're proud of it. It's hard work because, unfortunately, everything is happening. Our business is at its peak in November. Our fundraisers are all happening right before Thanksgiving. More people than any other time of the year are coming into our store and going to the other stores to purchase our products. And then we have Thanksgiving. So we are really running ourselves, barely any sleep and just working very, very hard to make it happen. But it is, there's something about doing this that gives us tremendous satisfaction and pride because
there should be. And I mean, honestly, just to go over there and see it, I always feel like you should be having like the kids from schools go over on a tour because it's like the work ethic of your family is the ethics are incredible. Like you say, you find it satisfying. I laugh. I have a very quick story to say. When I met Janet, I remember all the time saying, "Oh my God, TGIF, Friday, happy Friday." And I didn't realize how much work they all do between the vineyards and the fairs and the fundraisers and stuff. And she just looked at me like, "My work is always busier on Friday." I was like, "Oh my God, I didn't think about that." Then I went over and saw, and especially like last year, especially because I was there for Thanksgiving and for Christmas time, and just watching, and it was like this seamless operation, the way that you have it done, and how efficient, and how many cheesecakes do you make in a week?
Well, right now we're making today 1,000.
1,000 cheesecakes in one day?
Yeah. And easily we could double that in a day.
Yeah.
And probably we'll need to as we go. Right now, our biggest issue is that we're going to need more freezer space to do, because we've had such tremendous response to these fundraisers.
Oh, I
this
bet.
Year.
You have 2 minutes to make sure you say what you'd like everybody to know.
We need more space to store it and rotate it and stage it. So that's going to be an issue. But what else do I want to say? I don't know. It's been wonderful. Thank you for having me. I appreciate everything. I love Hunterdon County. We're happy. We feel loved by Hunterdon County.
You are loved by Hunterdon County. Isn't that great? We love Hunterdon County, and Hunterdon County loves Madalena's across the country, across the states of New Jersey especially.
And if you need a house, this is the girl. Go see Jeannie because she puts her heart and soul into everything she does.
Aww.
And if you are looking for somebody who can help you sell your house or buy a new one, I think Jeannie is the person that I would recommend.
There you go. That's the way Janet is. I tell her to go for the last 2 minutes, make sure she says something, and what does she do? Says something about me. That was not planned. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Everybody
love
out
you.
There, don't forget Janet, Madalena's Cheesecake, and the whole family over there in Ringo's. You are not going to need to think twice, and you will be so happy when your people that you give the gifts to come back to you and say, "Oh, my God." All right. So anyway, have a great week. I'm Jeannie Murphy, again, Weikert Realtors in Flemington. You need anything, let me know. All under one roof. Thank you again, Janet.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Have a great day.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
But stood during the Mexican national anthem before the game in Mexico City against the New England Patriots. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The time is 9:05. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather right now in Flemington. It is 39 degrees and clear skies. There's no rain in the forecast today. Today is Monday and it's November 20th, 2017. Some clouds this morning will give way to generally sunny skies for the afternoon. A high of 46, winds west of 10 to 20 miles an hour. Clear to partly cloudy with a low of 42 tonight. Winds light and variable. And some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon, a high of 56, winds south-southwest of 10 to 15 miles an hour. On Wednesday, sunshine along with some clouds, intervals, and a high of 49. Turkey Day, sunshine and some clouds, 42. Black Friday, mainly sunny, 48. Small Business Saturday, partly cloudy early, followed by increasing clouds with showers developing later in the day and a high of 51. partly sunny on Sunday, 41, and Cyber Monday, sunny skies, 38. Temperatures in the area, 39 in Raritan, 38 in Kingwood, 37 at the county complex, 38 in Frenchtown, 37 in Phillipsburg, 39 in Lebanon, and 35 in Tewksbury. That is Good Morning Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump repeatedly prodded Ukraine's new leader to investigate Democratic political rival Joe Biden in a July 25th phone call, according to a five-page memo that summarizes the call and was released this morning by the White House. The conversation between President Trump and the president is a piece of a whistleblower's complaint that was made in mid-August that sparked the impeachment inquiry announced yesterday by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The summary